So we're on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and we have the sugya of Rav Yosef and Abaye. According to Rav Yosef, Basar Of B'Cholav is Doraisa in our Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah prohibits putting Basar Of and Gvina on the same table. That's called the Isar Halah, which is exactly because he might come to eat the Of and the Gvina together, and according to Rav Yosef, Of and Gvina is Doraisa. So therefore we have Gzeira in the classical sense. Abaye, on the other hand, is of the opinion that our Mishnah maintains that Basar Of is only Derabbanan, in which case we have to ask the obvious question, which was the objection of Rav Yosef: isn't this Gzeira L'Gzeira? Number one, if we allow you to put the chicken, and the Gvina on the same table, you might come to eat them together. And if you eat them together, then you might come to eat Cholav with Basar. So that's a double Gzeira. So Abaye says, no, that's not called a double Gzeira. And why is it not called a double Gzeira? Because it's all included in one Gzeira. Right? Kula Gzeira Achasi. This is not a Gzeira L'Gzeira. In order to maintain the Gzeira of Of, we have to add Halah as part of that same Gzeira.
But they won't cook together, so it would never be over.
Right, so that's going to be Rav Sheshes. We're not up to Rav Sheshes yet. I mean, although we did start Rav Sheshes, but I just want to make sure that we have Abaye. So if we look at Rashi says Aval Hocha. That's the Rashi down, shall we say, 15 lines from the top, 20 lines down from the top. Aval Hocha. Afal Gav. Delo iboilon lemigzer halaso otu achiloso. Here, you would have argued that we should not institute a gzera, a prohibition of halah otu achilo, that if we allow you to put them on the same table, you might come to eat them. But nevertheless, ika lemigzer halaso otu halos vachilas bosubehema. The gzera of halah is not because you'll come to eat the oaf. That would be a gzera l'gzera, because oaf itself is derabbanan. But rather the gzera is that if we allow you to put oaf on the table, you're going to put behema on the table. The chimasik lahu, and when you put behema together with cholof on the same table, hainu achila, those are the two words I want you to underline. Hainu achila. The asa l'michlenu ba'adadi. Rashi basically identifies halah with achila, and he says the following: if we allow you to put on the table the basar of with cholav, then you'll come to put on the table basar behema with cholav on the table, and that itself hainu achila. That's achila. What does he mean hainu achila? You're not eating it, but the answer is you will eat it. It's almost predictable. And therefore we don't see halah as a separate entity, as a separate gzera, because halah together with achila means that if you're going to end up putting basar behema on the table with gvina, you're going to end up eating them together. Now we're making one single gzera. We're saying don't put oaf on the table with gvina, because once you put oaf on the table with gvina, you're going to put basar behema on the table with gvina. So if you take a look in the Gemara, the language of the Gemara is very much substantiates Rashi's interpretation, because the Gemara says Aval Hocha. We're on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. I meant to say Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. I thought I did. Aval Hocha. It's about six lines down from the top. Maybe seven lines down. Let's count it: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the top. Aval Hocha. Isharisle Lasuke Of Ugvin. If you allow him to place Of and Gvina on the same table, Asi Lasuke Basar Ugvina. Then he's going to place Basar Behema and Gvina on the same table. Umechel Basar Bechalav Doraisa, and then he will eat Basar Bechalav Doraisa. So there's really only one Gzera. The second part, says Rashi, is Hainu Achila, is all one entity. So it comes out here that according to Rashi, we have what's called a Gzeirav Halah Otu Halah, meaning if we allow you to be male on the table, Basar Of, you can end up being male on the table, Basar Behema. Good? So please make a note of that. Halah Otu Halah. Now the Prima Gadim, whose name was Rabinowitz Ta'omim, he wrote another work which is a little bit less famous, which is called the Atzmos Yosef. His name was Rav Yosef Rabinowitz Ta'omim. And in his book Rosh Yosef, he wants to suggest that what Abai is saying here is not a gzeirav halah atu halah, but rather a gzeirav achila atu achila, which means the following, that when we prohibit oaf, which we're prohibiting b'achila, we include within that gzera halah as well. Because halah hainu achila. And therefore what we're left with is one single gzera. And that is, once you prohibit eating, which now becomes achila / halah, then you're going to come to eat basar behema, which is d'oraisa. So the difference between Rashi and the Rosh Yosef is the following. Rashi learns that the gzera is halah atu halah. If we're going to allow you to put oaf on the table, you're going to come to put behema on the table. According to the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadim, on the other hand, it's a gzera of achila to achila. If we allow you to eat oaf, you're going to come to eat behema. Aye, what about you're introducing now an Isur halah? The Isur halah is included in the Isur achila. So again, the only difference here between Rashi and the Rosh Yosef is a conceptual or a theoretical abstract difference. Rashi's going to learn at the end of the day that the one single gzera here is halah atu halah, whereas the Rosh Yosef is going to learn that the one single gzera is achila atu achila.
But they both basically agree.
Correct. That's why I say it's just a conceptual machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh Yosef. In fact, the Rosh Yosef claims that even Rashi agrees to his approach, just that Rashi wanted to explain the words of the Gemara.
Right,
but conceptually, Rashi would accept that the Gzeira here is Achila Atu Achila. But the basic Chiddush of Abaye is that Halah and Achila are one package deal. They're not to be... They're inseparable, I would say. Why? Because once you're putting the basar and the gvina on the same table, basically you're going to eat it, because what's ever on the table is what you eat. And if you eat it together. I mean, we're going to have the problem of tzonen, that we'll get to in just a minute. Okay. Now here, what I wanted to discuss with you is the Tiferes Yaakov. The Tiferes Yaakov... Okay, I don't know if we'll have time to go through it inside. Let me just give you a summary of the main point of the Tiferes Yaakov. And then if we deem it necessary, we could go through the original text of the...
Who is the Tiferes Yaakov?
Rav Yaakov Gesundheit.
Oh, right, okay.
So next time you sneeze, just think of Rav Yaakov, the Tiferes Yaakov. And he says the following. It's a gigantic sefer. It's like about this tall. I have it somewhere, but I don't know where. He says the following. It doesn't make sense to him that there should be a gzerav halah atu halah. He says, Ein ligzar ela halas of atu halas behem. I'm sorry, I said it the other way around. He says, the only gzer that we can make here is halah atu halah, like Rashi, velo achila atu achila. Okay, then, so the first Yaakov is rejecting the Rosh Yosef without even knowing that he exists, probably. But he knew of the conception of a achila atu achila, and he didn't want to accept achila atu achila. And let me explain, if I can, why. According to the Tiferes Yaakov, to make a gzera of achila atu achila doesn't make sense. Why is that? That would be a gzera l'gzera. Keep in mind that we're assuming that Abaye, like Rav Yosef who came before him, accepts the principle of Ein Gozrim Gzeira L'Gzeira, but Halah and Achil is going to be the exception. However, if you're going to tell me that at the end of the day, the Gzeira here is Achila Otu Achila, that is considered a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Why? So it goes like this. You're going to eat Oaf before the Gzeira, correct? And what are you going to do? You're going to confuse Oaf with Basar Behema. Okay? That's your Gzeira. Now, why do you have to institute an additional Gzeira of Halah? And how do you avoid the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira? The answer is that if you introduce Halah Atu Achila, and then Achila Atu Achila, what you're saying is basically that once you are putting them on the table, you're going to come to eat. Which, that says that Tiferes Yaakov classically fits your definition of Gzeira L'Gzeira. You're going to put them both on the table, forget yourself, I shouldn't be eating these two together,
right,
and eat them together. Once you eat them together, now we're afraid that eating those two things together, you're going to come to eat Basar Behema together. That, he says, is a Gzeira L'Gzeira.
Let me
just finish, because it's very complicated. You know, this is really, really complicated. If you don't hear the whole thing, there's not even a chance that we'll understand the Tiferes Yaakov. I worked on this for an hour.
Okay.
And I still don't understand it, so bear with me. Says the Tiferes Yaakov, the only way we could justify Abaye and avoid a head-on collision with the principle of Ein Gozrim L'Gzeira L'Gzeira is if we assume that this is a Gzeira of Halah Atu Halah. How does that obviate and solve the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira? And he says the following, that Halah means that when the Chachamim institute a Gzeiras Achila, they must institute a Gzeiras Halah as well. Not because of Shichacha, not because since the two are on the table, he's going to come to forget himself and eat them together, but because of what we call mixed messages, meaning there's going to be a toast here. When a person finds out that the Chachamim permitted putting these two things on the table, they are therefore going to come to the conclusion that you're allowed to eat them together. This is Abaye's solution to the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira. So to read it in the language of the Tiferes Yaakov, maybe we should make a photocopy of it. I have it here. Does anybody have a pen I can borrow for a second by any chance? Yeah, just for a second. Oh, a pencil. That's not going to do it. I don't know. Maybe it'll come out in a photocopy. Usually pencils...
Here. Thanks.
Usually a pencil doesn't come out in a photocopy. So if we want to photocopy this, then it might not come out. Good, thanks. Here.
The whole thing of Allah is
there. Oh. So he says the following. Let's again, if you can bear with me again, until we get it, we don't have it. So once we get it, then you can barrage me with all your questions, but I'm not ready for that yet, okay? So if you can give me that little extra rope. He says the following. Temoli. Deliel ka'amar Reb Yosef da'gzerehi ha'la otu achila v'achila otu behema. Rav Yosef's point was that you tell me don't put Oaf and Gvin on the same table because he might eat them together. And if he eats them together, he'll come to eat Behema together. That's already a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Maisi Raya. And he brings a Raya from Chala, because in Chala's Chutzars, they never said that you can't put Chala's Chutzars on the table. In Kain Kevin de Nidcha Haraya mi Chala. Maishna de Mahapech HaGzeira Hala Otu Hala. What does he gain, Abaye, by adding that the Gzeira of Halah is Atu Halah de Behema? Right, the Gemara says that if he puts basar of on the table with kavina, then tomorrow he's going to put basar behema on the table with kavina, not differentiating, discerning between the two. But now, you're going to have to say that if he puts behema on the table, right? Because you allowed him to put of on the table, now he might come to eat behema. We don't care about the fact that he's putting behema on the table with Chalav, we're afraid of his eating to it. So that's again a gzera l'gzera. So what did Abaye gain over here by saying halah atu halah? That if we put the oaf on the table, you come to put behemah on the table, but you still have that extra step that then he might come to eat the behemah. So again, it's a gzera l'gzera. V'nira li de bevadai hachteliel shaper nidchami hachtechalav lo mahani dichui shal abaye b'had sof sof muchach mi hachtechalav the alkol ponim osru lechol lizar chalas chutzlarts and kain lomo lo choshesh ba'alo shem yochal v'yavar isu drabonon umashe kosov kan umayishno kan shechoshesh lahalos of shem yochal v'lekele meimer kan shani Kan shiny sheyovo lidei achilu shel behema do raisa do lesa di otu anan chayshinon di imnatilo hallo yateli atzmo achilu rak macha sheyale chayshinon sheyishkach and then viochal avalakati isra achilu omed bimkomo elam what mishum sheyishkach viochal lekel emecha sheyochal shel behema kevod shel ofa dayin osulo. Then came shapir muchach mihach techala. Came in the achila eino, achilasa eino. Excuse me. Came in the achilasa eino. Rak midrabbonin lo gozru halav who adin kan lo zebo abaye liyashiv. The hocha kacha kavan the gazrinan halav shall of atu halas behema. Ud behema to achila vahainu de e natir. Oh, this is the punchline. De e natir lo ha Allah shall of yatir li atzmo gam shall be behema. Ud behema yovoli de isur do raisa. Okay, everything comes back to not a shichacha halacha, but rather a tos halacha. Mashen ki bechala she'ein bo zesrach isu doraisa klal v'lo shayach hosam ligzar halos chala derabonin otu doraisa deleka chala doraisa klal b'chutzlars. Mashen ki hocha medagdik pirush rashi zal yira sheniskavim l'kol mashika zavti. Okay, so he wants to say that he understands why Rashi is very careful, and again following the cue of the Gemara, to say that here it's a gzeir of Allah atu Allah. Meaning, if I allow you to put the oaf on the table with Gvina, then tomorrow you're going to put basar on the table with Gvina. And why isn't that a gzeir of gzeir? What about the next step, atu achila? He says the answer is that here it's the element of yatir liatzmo. Yatil Yatzo means that if you allow him halah, he's going to assume that he's allowed to eat it. If you're allowing halah of of begvina, it means he's allowed to eat of begvina. Correct? Then immediately what he's going to mistakenly conclude is then if he's allowed to eat of begvina, he should be allowed to eat basa with gvina. He doesn't differentiate between of and gvina. So the necessity, the pressing need to add halah into this gzerah is tos, meaning tos of a logical nature. He's going to come to the logical conclusion that if the Rabbanan permitted me to place the oaf on the table with the gvina, it means they're permitting me to eat the oaf with the gvina. And once he concludes that he's allowed to eat oaf with gvina, he's going to mistakenly conclude that he's allowed to eat behema with gvina. So that's what the Tiferes Yaakov wants to point out here. If you take a different approach than Rashi, meaning if you're assuming the gzeira is achila atu achila, then you have to introduce halah as a shichacha kind of halacha. Meaning, you know, from achilas oaf, we're going to get to achilas behema, and then you're going to have to say that from halah sa'of, we'll get to achilas oaf, and why are we going to get from there to there? It's because of shichacha. He's going to forget himself and eat them together. Well, once you say that, it's already a gzera l'gzera. In other words, the goal of the Tiferes Yaakov is twofold. Number one, to justify Rashi, but more important is to establish why Abaye on the one hand insists that oaf is derabbanan and yet it's prohibited in halacha, and at the same time maintain ein gozer in gzeira l'gzeira. And the answer is because we're not talking about the element of shichacha here. In the context of halacha to halacha, what we're talking about is a mistake of a different nature. Not that we're afraid that if you put basar oaf together with gvina on the same table, he's going to come to mistakenly grab them and simultaneously put them into his mouth. That's not it. That's not the issue. The issue of halah is an issue of toast. The man believes that he's allowed to eat them together. He, in his mind, it's impossible that the Rabbanan would allow him to put it on the same table for eating purposes and at the same time tell him he's not allowed to eat them together. So if the Rabbanan permitted him to put both on the table, it must mean ipso facto they permitted it in Achil as well. Then you reduce it to one gzera, because from the matir es atzmo lachilas of, right, of the cholov, he's going to eat behema with cholov. That's the original gzera. But we don't have to tag on another gzera, because the second element here, meaning the extension called halah, is only to maintain the first gzera. The first gzera cannot be understood in the mindset of the people without the second gzera. If you prohibit halah, then it makes sense to say that you'll avoid eating behema. But if you're going to permit halah, which means, in the minds of the people, you're permitting achila, because halah means you can't go halfway, there's no halfway measure. If you're permitting halah, then you're permitting achila, and having gone that extra step, they're going to come and eat basar behema. So that is his way of justifying why Rashi insists that the gzera is halah atu halah. One second. If you're going to allow him to be matir halah, he's going to come to be matir even achila. Right? Let me read the language again of the Tiferes Yaakov. She'im natir lo halah, yovo lahatir gam achila. He's going to conclude that you're allowed to eat it together. Is enak zera? Right? Oh, just one second.
But it says
that's going to be Abaye, correct? So that's going to be Abaye. Is enak zera al halah sa'of mishum achila? Right, it's not that we're pushing him back from achil by saying don't even put them on the table, because who knows, if you put them on the table you'll come to eat them together. And then achila, once you eat them together in oaf, you might come to eat basar behema together with cholov. Zui gzera l'gzera. That's not what's going on. El agzeri al halos oaf ugvino mishum she'im natir lo halosam biyachad yovo lahatir af halos basar behema ugvina yachad. You see, once you go from halah to halah, then by definition, you're adding the yovo lahatir. Because again, there's no yovo lishkoach over here. He doesn't have behema on his table. He only has oaf on the table. So what is he going to forget himself? Again, if you're going from halah to halah, then by definition, you've got to introduce the element of shema yatir. If you're dealing with shema yishkach, then it doesn't make one bit of sense that we can go from halah to halah. Because what are you going to forget? You're going to forget what? I mean, there's no behema on the table. So what's forgetfulness here? The answer is that if we're making a gzera of halah to halah, it must be, by definition, a gzera of shema yatir lo. Meaning, if you amatir him halah, he's going to think that he's allowed to be male behema with oaf as well. I'm sorry, with behema, gvina with behema as well. If you're allowing him to do that, then he'll come to eat it as well.
But still, the very fact if you go from Allah to Allah, no, you automatically say that this is clearly Zayr. Because both Allahs are Dirabon and not the Eraisa. There's no din of Allah and the Eraisa.
No, but he's saying that halah is necessary as a gzera, not unto itself, because of shichacha. It's not, we're not adding statistical probabilities of maybe the following will happen. But rather what we're saying is that in his mind, if if there's an Isra Achilu, it's got to be an Isra Anah, and if there's an Isra Halah, and if there's a Heter Halah, then there has to be a Heter Achilu. That's the way the mind works. That's not a Gzera. That doesn't come under the Gzera. So when we're saying that from Halah he's going to come to be Malah, he's going to come to be Malah Behema, that means he's going to come to eat Behema, we don't need another step of Gzera.
Yeah,
do you follow me saying the only element of Gzera here is the jump from Oaf to Basar? That's the only element. There is no other Gzera.
Is there no Gzera of Halas Gvina on the Shulchan with Basar?
Correct. That's what he's saying. That's not a Gzera. That's a Shema Yatir. Shema Yatir is not a Gzera. Shema Yatir means that in his mind, he's not even aware of it.
That's when you're talking about Oaf. Forget about Oaf for a second.
Right.
Okay. All you know is Basar, okay? Is it Asar to put Gvina on the table with Basar?
For sure it's Asar. That was never an issue.
That's Gzera.
No. The Gzera is that... the Gzera, yeah, that's Gzera. Yeah, you're correct. Correct. That's Gzera.
That's Gzera.
Yeah, Behemoth is the Gzera.
You're focusing on Oaf. Okay.
Right.
Get the Basar right now. Okay.
Right.
You got Oaf. Is it Osir to put Oaf and Gvina on the table together? Yes. Why is it Osir? It's Osir because you'll come to think that it's mutter to eat it. If it's mutter to eat it, then what you're going to do is you'll have Basar and Gvina on the table together because you think there's no difference between Oaf and Basar. But that's the second Gzera. Because you already have that original Gzera.
So maybe I want to backtrack. You asked me if the Iser Halah of Basar is a Gzera. I would say the following, that if we're identifying the Gzera as Halah Atu Halah, then what we're saying is that included in the... Well, just one second. How do I formulate this? Included in the Iser Achila. One second. Let me just read it again.
The only way to say it is that it's only one Zera, because what you're saying... The mistake when you make when you have Gvina with Oaf is that you assume that Oaf and Basar, there is no difference between them. Once you assume there's no difference, there's only one Gzera. The Gzera is Halah. One Halah of putting anything that in your mind may be Basar. Even though the fact there is a difference between Oaf and Basar. But that's La Halakha, but not as far as the person is concerned.
Is therefore yesh ligzer af gzer ligzer k'desh liyovli koshel b'sedor raisa. The afkan im tama gzerish shel olahalos ofu gvini yachad al shulchanoy samach mas chashash. Sheim natir lo hallo yovol lahatir gam achila biyachad. Chen hayolanu lahosif ligzer shal yidei ze sheyuz bar shemuta bahalos. Shemuta sheyizbar shemuta lechol of ugvina is yovel ahater gam basu ugvina. Ach kan kevin sheyisrael lo enu mitam ze v'yena gzira ele mechashash shal yidei sheyalam yachad yishkach v'yochlem ze im ze. So Rav Yosef shaych ligzo shal yidei sheyita v'yochal of ugvina yovel ahater af basu ugvina sharei lo ochal of ugvina Ella Bitos. Just one second. That line doesn't make sense to me. Shavilo Ochal Of Ugvina Ella Bitos.
What's the toes?
Toes means that he came to the mistaken conclusion that
Oaf is not busted.
I have to read this one more time. Sorry,
you're saying the toes
is so complicated. I worked for this one. I worked an hour on this. Just a in kavodis Rav Yosef Shane goes and gzeru gzeru klal. Ella shakol Shekol Hagzera Hi Shema Al Yidei Shenatir Lo Dovar Echad Yovolo Hatir Af Es Chaveru. Yesh Ligzar Af Gzera Ligzer Kdesh Lo Yovoli Koshel Bisa Dereis Vaf Kan Im Tam Hagzera Shlola Halos Ofug Vini Yachad Al Shuvah Mizach Shashim Natir Lo Halo Yovolo Hatir Gam Achilo Yachad Achen Hoyalonu Lahosif Ligzar Shayideshi Yizbar Shemutar Lechol Of Ugvina Yavalahate Gam Basar Ugvina. So that Rav Yosef could accept. Achan Kevan She Isir Hala Eno Mitam Ze. The Ein Hagzera Ela Mechashash Sha'al Yidei Sheyalem Yachad Yishkach V'Yochlam Zem Zem. So Rav Yosef Shal Shaykh Ligzar Sha'al Yidei Sheyita V'Yochal Of Ugvina Yovel Ahatir Af Basar Ugvina Shrei Lo Ochal Of Ugvina El Betos. Shrei Lo Ochal Of Ugvina El Betos. He's saying, the Tferes Yaakov, that according to Rav Yosef, it wasn't, when he put them on the table, that means oaf, it wasn't that he ate the oaf with gvina because he came to the conclusion that it's mutter to do so, but rather, he made a mistake.
He just grabbed them. Yeah, but that was...
Just 1 second. Sharelo ochal oaf ugvina elabitos. So why from this mistake is he going to come to conclude that you're allowed to eat basar b'chol?
Because the underpinning of
I wasn't asking a question. I was just
reiterating
Rav Yosef's approach. Val zeh hochiach michalas chutzlarts she'im ein chashash lemichshol beisur Torah ein ligzor rak kidei shlo yikoshel beachilas ha'isur. Ha'iser atzmo shezui gzera ligzera ein ligzog kidesh lo yikoshel. In other words, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that if we put chalas chutzlaretz on the table, he's going to eat chalas chutzlaretz. So what if he eats chalas chutzlaretz? That's only an iser d'rabbanan. When do we allow?
That's gzera ligzera.
When do we allow for gzera? That's only gzera atu d'oraisa. But if it's a gzera l'gzera, or to an iser d'rabbanan, that we're not going to allow. So Rav Yosef says here too, what are we going to afraid of? We're going to afraid that if he eats, if we allow him to put oaf and gvina on the same table, he might come to eat them together. So therefore, what are you saying? That he's going to come to the conclusion that you're allowed to eat basar oaf and basar behema together? That doesn't make any sense. Why would he draw that conclusion? It was only a mistake on his part to eat the basar oaf together, but he never came out with a psak halacha that it's mutter, right? And that's what Abaye answers him. No, ein hagzera al halos of mishum achilosa, which I think he means it's not gzera because he might forget himself and accidentally eat oaf with chalav, and then you have to add another gzera of achilosa mishum achilos pasu behema zui gzera gzera ella. That's not the way it works. What is halah? Shagzera hi al halos ofu gvina mishum sheim natiro la losam yachad yovo lahatir af halos basa behema ugvina yachad.
The difference between the two is
say yesh lachshos sheyishkach v'yochlam yachad. Right. So just 1 second. So if we're going to be matir halah, then he's going to make the mistake, and he'll be mala them together. Ubaze yesh lachshos sheyishkach v'yochlam yachad. Ubaofen kazeh gozrim gzera ligzera. In other words, it's not like you thought, Rav Yosef, that the gzera is that if you put them on the table together, you'll come to eat them together. And then you're going to have to jump the next step and say, well, if he eats them together, then he might come to eat Basar Of, Basar Behemoth together, that's an entirely separate Gzera, says Abai, no. The Gzera is that if he comes to be Mala Of Ugvina, then he thinks that he can be Matir Halas Basar Behemoth Ugvina, right? He doesn't make that distinction. And that's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid Halas Basar Behemoth Ugvina Yachat. And how does this obviate the question of Rav Yosef? If it was a gzeirah to achila, then it's a totally separate gzeirah of trying to avoid the violation of the isra achilas, the achilas of begvina. That itself is only Durabonim. So you've made a gzera to be machikim from violating an isra achilu durabonim. Now, what if he violates the isra durabonim? Somehow he's going to come to violate an isra of behema. That's already another gzera. The first gzera is not because he confuses basar of with basar behema and he equates them in his mind. The first gzera is that he confuses two things that are on the table, thinking mistakenly, or forgetting himself, I should say, that he can eat them together. Okay, so now he ate basar of b'cholav. Now you have to add another gzera, that from eating basar of b'cholav, he might eat basar behema b'cholav, because he doesn't differentiate between of and behema. See, the first gzera of Allah was because Shem Yishkach, and the second gzera is because he doesn't differentiate and discern between of and basar, says Rav Yosef, that's a gzera l'gzera. The same way that if you put the chalas chutzlaretz on the table, you're afraid that he might inadvertently eat the chalas chutzlaretz. And then you have another gzera, that once in his mind, he thinks, you know, okay, I ate chalas chutzlaretz, now I can eat chalas eretz yisrael. That's already a whole new gzera, because he doesn't differentiate between chalas eretz yisrael and chalas chutzlaretz. Comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, no, that's not what's going on over here. What's going on here is the gzera on halas ofu gvina, is that he'll come to be male of ubasar behema on the same shulchan. He doesn't differentiate between of and behema, therefore he's going to put of and behema on the same table that he's eating from. Now we're afraid that he's going to eat them together. And if he eats them together, he violates an iser d'oraisa. So number one, he's got halah atu halah, and then he's got the chash of eating it. Oh, so that's what we have to add over here. I think we have to embellish it. That once he's going to violate the Isra Halah of Basar Behema, then we assume he's going to eat it together as well. In other words, that's not an extra piece of the Gzeirah. The machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaye is what is the nature of the Isra Halah? If the Isra Halah is a Gzeirah Atu halas basar, I mean behema, then you've got to add a whole nother gzera over here, that if he eats if he's going to forget himself and eat of b'cholav, then you violated the gzera of of b'cholav, and now you have to add another gzera of that from of b'cholav. He's going to come and think that, you know what, I'm allowed to eat even behema b'cholav. So the first gzera is a shichacha kind of thing, that if you have two things on the table, he'll inadvertently put them in his mouth simultaneously. The second gzera is a tos, in which he is confused about the difference between of and behema. That's a problem of gzera l'gzera. Comes along Abai and he says, no, Rav Yosef, you misunderstood the gzera halah. The gzera halah is not because he's going to forget himself and put them both in his mouth, but it's because tomorrow he's going to confuse Basar Behema with Basar Of. And once making that confusion, he's going to put Basar Of, not only Basar Of on the table with Gvina, he'll put Basar Behema on the table with Gvina. Ah, you need another Gzera? The answer is you don't need another Gzera, because once he puts Basar Behema on the table, he's going to eat it together. That's a guarantee. That's an assumption. So it's not exactly the way I said it. I'll tell you the difference between my pshat and the Tiferes Yaakov. The Teferis Yaakov is so excited about, has such vested interest in defending Rashi, interpreting Rashi, that he wants to suggest that the Gzeres Halah Atu Halah, that's the Chiddush of Abaye, that's where Abaye disagrees with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef thought the Gzeres Halah is Atu Achila, and therefore he's forced into the position of Gzeres L'Gzera. Abaye told him, no, the Gzeres of Halah is Atu a different Halah, because he's going to confuse Basar Behema with Basar Of. Once he's got Basar Behema on the table with Chalav, he's going to eat them together. And that's why it's only one Gzeira. My approach was a totally different approach. I wanted to suggest that what Rav Yosef and Abaye are arguing about is the following. I want to differentiate between Shema Yishkach and Shema Yatir. What's the difference between Shema Yishkach and Shema Yatir? Shema Yishkach is a human error. What I mean by human error is that when, you know, like you called it, Alan, I think the other day, misasik. It's almost like a misasik kind of situation where, you know, you're involved in this and it'll lead you to that. That's the way Rav Yosef was approaching this whole, the whole nature of the Yisrael law. Comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, no, it's not Gzeres Shema Yishkach, it's Gzeres Shema Yit'eh, Shema Yatir. And therefore, Kula Chad Gzera. What is Abaye's point about Kula Chad Gzera? That if you don't extend the Gzera of Achila to include Halah, it's going to fall apart. People will not be able to sink their teeth, you know, to hold on to this heter halah with an isra achila. That can't be. The two are mutually exclusive in the minds of the people. That's going to lead them to a toes in which they're going to be matir achila as well. Oh, if they're being matir achila as well, then we're talking about kulachad gzera. When they institute the gzera of achilas of, automatically, ipso facto, they introduce the gzera of halah. Halah is not a second step. Halah is part and parcel of maintenance work to keep the original gzera going and to make sure that it'll have teeth and people will accept the gzera. So we have two different approaches now to Machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef.
I'm not sure we're saying the same thing, but it seems to me, the iser of eating oaf with Rina or with Chalav is not a gzera. It's not a gzera that directly related to Basar. They asered Glina. They asered oaf. They asered oaf.
Not Petorus Gzera? What is it if not Gzera? I mean, give me another name for it.
But it's a Gzera, but it is not a Gzera to avoid the
confusing Oaf with Basar, right. But rather it's a Gzera.
It's a Gzera and Oaf. There is a Diraisa on Basar.
Yeah.
They made the Easter on Oaf.
But what would motivate them?
There could be a lot of reasons what motivated them, including the state that the people in ordinary speech say, when they say Basar, they mean Basar. They couldn't mean Basar Oaf, they mean Basar Behema.
But are we afraid that if you allow them to eat Oaf, they'll really eat Behema?
But what I'm saying is that as far as the average individual is concerned, there is no distinction between Oaf and Basar Behema and Basar Oaf. It's Basar.
Okay.
That's all it is. So the Rabbanan ossered it because there is no such distinction in the average person's mind. Halah is one gzera that they made. It's a halah's gzera. It's a gzera of halah on putting milk cakes on the same table with
Basar. Whereas Oaf is not a gzera. Halah is a gzera.
That's right.
So, okay, so I don't know.
There's only one gzera.
I think, Alan, you should publish this as in your own sefer, Mirtzashem.
Yeah.
But I don't know that anyone says such a thing. You know, in my research, and I spent a lot of time on this, everyone seems to assume one thing. This is unquestionable. That the Rabbanan were afraid that if you eat Oaf, you're going to eat Behema. They're just afraid that you're going to make that confusion and cross the boundaries and you will not be sensitive to the difference between Oaf and Behem.
Correct.
And the whole sugya of Abaye and Rav Yosef is predicated on that assumption that Achilas Oaf is Gzeira Otu Behema, comes on Rav Yosef, and he says, if that be the case, how could you allow an additional Gzeira of Halah? And the battlefield between Abaye and Rava is over the possibility, is there a possibility of circumventing the definition of halah as a gzera to achilas oaf, because once you accept that the definition of the Isra halah is a gzera to oaf, you are by definition falling into a gzera l'gzera. So the battlefield here is got to be, you know, put up your dukes here, in which Abai is going to say to Rav Yosef, you're missing the point here. This is not a gzera l'gzera. I agree with you that Oaf is a gzera. You'll come to eat basar. But if that be the case, says Rav Yosef, then add halah to boot, and you're piling one gzera upon the other, and you're violating and jarring the principle of aim goes in gzera l'gzera. Comes along to Feres Yaakov, and he says, you know where Abai thinks Rav Yosef went off the deep end? Rav Yosef mistakenly thought that halah was a gzera to achila. That's not so. If halah is a gzera to achila, so in the worst case scenario, what are you eating? You're eating oaf? Who cares? The Torah is matir oaf. Ella what? They're going to make a mistake between oaf and basar. So you're going to tell me that we have to introduce one gzera on top of the other. That's saying goes from gzera to gzera. That was Rav Yosef. Kamzal got baye, and he says, you made a big boo-boo. You misunderstood the nature of the Gzeres Halah. The Gzeres Halah was not a Gzera Otu Achilas Oaf. It was a Gzera Otu Halas Basar. They cannot differentiate between Oaf and Basar. If you can allow them to put Oaf on the table with Gvina, they'll put Basar on the table with Gvina. Now you can ask me, well, wait a minute, but Abai, you're going to have to add another element here, another Gzera, because from Halah you get... Says Abai, no. Halah and Achila is considered one. That's not another gzera, because once you put it on the table, the message is go ahead and eat it. That's what's going on over here. I just added what I thought was a little bit of a knesh over here, that maybe you could say that where Abaye and Rav parted, Abaye and Rav Yosef parted ways, is on the following question, not whether it's a gzera of halah to achila or halah to halah. No, that's not the issue. The issue is, what is halah? Is halah a halach in shichacha, or is halah a halach of shemayatir? Because if it's halach of shichacha, Rav Yosef is right. You've got a gzera l'gzera. You've got one gzera of shichacha and another gzera of not being able to discern and differentiate between oaf and basar. Those are two separate independent gzeras. But if you're going to tell me that the nature of the isur gzera halah is not bishum shichacha, we're not afraid that you put it together in your mouth. That's a halva tzara. The real tzara is that in people's minds, there's no way that you can tell me that I'm allowed to put it on the table and at the same time tell me I'm not allowed to eat it together. You can't put your hand out and then pull it back. Therefore, comes along Abaye and he says, this is not called Gzera L'Gzera, this is Kulachad Gzera. Meaning, when they initially made the Gzera of Oaf, and they wanted to maintain that Gzera in such a way that the people would accept it and it would have teeth to it, what I call the system of checks and balances, they had to go that one step further and prohibit Halah as well, because if they would permit Halah, that would give them a message that they're allowed to eat them together.
You're saying it from this direction, I'm saying it from the other direction. All right. I'm saying,
no, but just the only one thing I want, if you can, Alan, just as a personal favor, just avoid the falling pitfall. I don't want you to think that the Iser Oaf is anything but a Gzera Otu Behem.
No, I'm not saying
you were saying. I want to just acid it. They didn't just acid it. It was a classical Gzera.
They acid it up, obviously, because in people's minds there was no difference between Oaf and Behem.
Right.
So therefore they acid it. Once they ossered it, they made it like basar. Right. Once you make it like basar, you only have one gzera of halah. It is halah of basar. Basar ba'of or basar ba'ema. It doesn't matter. There's a din of halah.
Right.
And that's all it is. It's one gzera. It's not a gzera you're afraid they'll eat oaf. The whole purpose of oath was that you wouldn't eat parsley.
Okay, good. So then you're very close to Tiferes, Tiferes Yaakov.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now we'll see the Maskif Le Rav Yosef, correct? Maskif Le Rav Yosef. Sof, tzonen b'tzonenu. The whole thing makes no sense. You're telling me that what? That if there's going to be a halah, then there's going to be achila. Who cares? Who cares about achila here? The whole thing makes no sense. It's tzonen b'tzonen.
Right.
Now, truth be told, that it could be the meat is hot. You know, he just took the hamburger, you know, with a... what's it called, that flat thing?
Spatula,
right? You just think with a spatula.
Well,
we're not up to Ilfus yet, but just holding on. But I'm saying, you could say that I'm coming to Bavarna, a mistake. You could have argued, well, what's the Gemara mean, Sonin Bitsonin? It's not Sonin Bitsonin. He took a hot, you know, a hot piece of meat, you know, with a spatula off the frying pan. You could even say in Gavina, maybe he was frying an omelet, so he had hot cheese on the thing. People do all sorts of things with cheese also. So maybe it's hot. But I think what the Gemara is saying is that derech bishul asur Torah. Unless you cook them together, there's no isur achila. So even if I grant you that it's hot right off the frying pan, that's not going to solve my problem. So even though the Gemara uses the term tzonin b'tzonin, it's lav dafka. I don't think it means tzonin b'tzonin that it's cold. You know, it's room temperature. Whatever temperature it is irrelevant. It was never a bishul together. So the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Zera Shema Yale Be'ilfas Roseach, which means that he took let's take the case of, I don't know whether it's better to talk about meat or milk, it doesn't matter one way or the other. Let's say he took milk, you know, he's boiling milk, right? He needed milk for his coffee, so he wanted boiled milk. Or he was pasteurizing the milk, whatever he was doing, right? Now, he pours the milk into his receptacle, and, you know, let's say it's a bowl, he might put the meat inside this bowl. So the Gemara says, sof klisheni, hu klisheni revashel, meaning once he takes the milk and pours it out of the pot, the original pot that's on the fire, and he pours it into a second receptacle, that's already a klisheni. We have a principle, a klisheni ain't a revashel. Ella, says the Gemara, gzera shemayala beilfas rishon. And I have to assume here that he's got a tripod, which in Yiddish is called a Dreyfus. I mean, that's not a Yiddish word, that's probably a German word. But anyway, it has 3 feet, right? Dreyfus. So what happens? He takes the ilfus, which is the frying pan, from the fire, and it's got the hot meat in it, or the hot milk in it, and he puts it on the table. He never transferred it over to another kli. So that ilfus has the din of kli rishon, and therefore if he puts milk or cheese into this meat in the ilfus, that is bishul d'oraisa, because derech bishul means in a kli rishon. The chiddush here, Rabosai, is that we're talking about a kli rishon that was removed from the fire. Obviously, he's putting it on his table, so it's no longer over the fire. Now, what's the din? What's the status of a kli rishon shehusar me'al gabei ha'esh? Does it still have the power of bishul, or does it not? And in fact, this is a discussion in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is of the opinion, and this is in Masechta Maaseros, that there is no iser bishul in a kli rishon unless the fire is underneath the kli. That la'achar sheviro min ha'esh ein iser bishul min ha'torah el min rabbanan. We have to get to the point where it's still rice, otherwise the sugi falls apart.
And so it makes no distinction between whether it's still holding it in his hand or whether he put it down.
Right, but as long as it's off the fire, it's not bishul. And he says, bein le'inyan Shabbos, bein le'inyan basar b'cholam. So the Ran says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Habavli cholekes al Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is of the opinion that you need for Bishal al Gabi Ha'esh. The Bavli is of the opinion that even after heavy room in Ha'esh, Adayin calls Manchu Bekli Rishon Yesh Bishal. The Ramban reinterprets the Yushalmi, and he writes that even the Yushalmi agrees that there is bishul when it's off the fire. But that's not the simple, straightforward reading of the Yerushalmi, the Pri Chadash. In Yoredei Siman Samaches, it's going to take a while till we get there, says in the name of the Achronim, that if the Iser of Halah, of Basar and Gvina on one table, is because he might put them into an Ilfus B'Kli Rishon, and therefore violate the Iser Doraisa, so if you can assume like the Yerushalmi that you need al gabi ha'esh, and if it's off the esh, it's a kli rishon sheviru min ha'esh, it's only the rabbanan, then we're in deep trouble, because how do you justify the Yisra halah shemiyala be'ilfus be'kli rishon? But so what? Once again, in the worst case scenario, it's only an Yisra derabbanan. Okay, fine. Now we have a prima gadim. The prima gadim says, "Ein ledamos din bishul basa b'cholav ledin bishul inyan meleches Shabbos." In other words, it's quite possible that what the Yerushalmi means to say, that once you took the pot off the fire, it's not bishul doraisa, he might be referring only to basar, to Shabbos. With regard to Shabbos, he doesn't violate the melech Shabbos unless it's over the fire. Masha'enkein legabi basar b'chol, the Yerushalmi would agree that even after it's taken off the fire, that is bishul.
It has still have to be in the Kli Rishon, though.
Right, it's only in a Kli Rishon. But even though it's Hevirum El Gabia Eish, then now he doesn't tell you why Shabbos and Basar B'chol should be different one from the other. In other words, you should be consistent. If you're telling me that Kli Rishon is always Mavashel, even if it's off the fire, then that should apply to Shabbos as well. If you're going to tell me that just like in Shabbos, Kli Rishon Shehusa Agavi Eish is not Bishol, then by definition I should say the same thing in Lo Savashel Gedi B'Chalei Vimo with regard to Basar B'chol. And that the Prima Gadim doesn't explain. So I think the answer is that it doesn't say Bishol with regard to Shabbos. The Torah never says that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. The Torah says, kol melacha lo sasa. How do we know what's included in kol melacha? That we borrow from the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, what they did was, they had a big pot, and they put it on the fire, and in the pot they put these samamon and these various herbs and stuff that created dyes. And they did not do that bishul when the pot was off the fire. But in Hilchas Bishul, in Kol HaTorah Kula, when the Torah doesn't say malacha, but the Torah, Dumi the Mishkan, you know, the Torah is just saying bishul, then once you put two things very hot in boiling water, that's going to create a cooking process. I don't care if the water is boiling because there's a fire going on under the pot, or if the water is boiling in the pot even after you took it off the pot. In fact, if you ever make boiled eggs, right? You have this. Let's say you have a glass. What is it made out of? That very strong, sturdy Pyrex. Glass, Pyrex. And you can see that when you take it off the fire, it still boils. The bubbles are still going up for another few seconds, and that's hot enough to cook an egg. So as far as Bishul Basar B'cholav is concerned, that still is considered Bishul. The water is hot, it's boiling, and so forth and so on. But in Shabbos, you've got to have a Bishul that's Dumya de Mishkan.
Okay.
Oh, but I wanted to end the Shia with a Ragachov. Here's a fascinating Kiddush of the Ragachov. And this is the Tzofnas Pareach in Macholos Asurus. He says that there are two dinim in Basar B'cholav. There's one din of Bishul, the Isur Bishul, and there's another din of Achila. And he says that it's not always identical. It could be that you're not chayav for Achila's Basar B'cholav, according to the Torah law, I mean, unless you violate the Isur Bishul. Fine. Now, as far as the Isur Bishul is concerned, you don't violate the Isur Bishul, says the Yerushalmi, unless the fire is going under the pot. That's what you need as a prerequisite for Bishul to violate the Isur Lo Savashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. However, with regard to Achila has to be an Achila from Derech Bishul. Derech Bishul means any way that you can cook it together. And if it's a kli rishon, that is a method of cooking it, even if it's not on the fire. So in order to understand the Iser of lo sevasha, literally bishul, for that you need, just like in Shabbos, that the as Yerushalmi requires it, that it be over, that the pot is over the fire. Once it's removed from the fire, it's no longer bishul as far as the Averis bishul is concerned. But as far as the relationship between Achila as an Iser and the Iser bishul, all we need is that the Achila was a result of Derech Bishol Asr Torah. Derech Bishol means as long as it's a method which is well accepted and is, you know, it's objective to cook the things together. So even though you've taken the pot off the fire, and therefore technically it's not Bishol, not as far as Melechus Bishol, nor as far as the Isur Lav of Lo Sevashol, it's enough of a Bishol to engender the Isur Achila. And therefore he says they made the Gzeran Halah for this very reason. Why? Because if you're going to put the oaf on the table with chalav, then you'll come to put the meat on the table with the chalav. And the meat on the table is going to go into this ilfus. And then, what's going to happen? You're going to eat this combination. So again, according to the Rogat Shavah, are we afraid in the context of halah that he's going to violate the Isur Bishul?
No.
He can't violate the Isur Bishul because, like the Yerushalmi says, you need the fire goes on underneath the pot. We're afraid that by putting both the Basar Behemah and the Gvina in the Ilfus, which is a Kli Rishon Shehaviro Me'al Gabei Esh, he will eventually eat it and violate the Isur Achila.
The Isur Achila that comes because this is considered Bishul.
Derech Bishul. It's not Bishul in the technical sense. In other words, as far as qualifying as a Maisa Bishul for an Averas Bishul, whether it be on Shabbos or whether it be in Basar Mechol Lo Sevashel, that you fall short of because it's off the fire. But if you ask me, do I have now Basar Mechol that came through Derech Bishul? Derech Bishul is a more generic, all-inclusive term that extends beyond the narrow confines of a Maisa Bishul to include anything that would create a Bishul. If you do something that would normally be a Bishul, like for example, let's say the sugya, I'm just thinking out loud, of solar energy, solar heat, which is Chamei Tveri. It could be that Chamei Tveri is not a Maisa Bishul, but if the water is boiling hot, and you can cook an egg, and you can cook meat and milk together in Chamei Tveri, that would be considered Derech Bishul. Although it's not a Maisa Bishul, you would not be chayav for that on Shabbos, you would not violate the Isur Sevashel Gedim Chalivimo, the Rogovichov would still nevertheless argue that by eating the product of this Bishul, you violate the Isur of Achila, because it was an Achila that came through Derech Bishul. Because Derech Bishul, as we said, encompasses not just that technical, very limited, circumscribed Maisa Bishul, but it encompasses anything that creates a Bishul in the Chefetz. Alright, then we'll stop here. So, Shkoyach to everybody. I want to wish you all a good Shabbos and a good Kemen Shor. I'm running to use